Welcome to Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my friend and co-host, award-winning travel journalist Helen Hatz, is back from Germany.
Thank you, Dan, and good evening, everyone. This is the 214th episode of Travel Itch Radio. Every week at 8 p.m. Eastern, we interview hoteliers, transportation executives, city, state, and national tourism officials, authors, writers, broadcasters, and others involved in the world of travel.
And tonight our special guest is Chris Cohen of ACE Wilderness Resort, ACE Adventure Resort in Minden, West Virginia. Welcome to Travel Itch Radio, Chris.
Hey, Dan and Helen, thanks for having me on tonight.
We appreciate you doing this.
I'm real excited to be here on behalf of ACE Adventure Resort up here in Minden, West Virginia.
Okay. I remember the first two words of John Denver's song, West Virginia, almost heaven. Do you feel that way about your state?
Oh, of course. It's 100% heaven here in West Virginia. We got the beautiful Appalachian Mountains that run through the state. Of course, all the wonderful rivers and creeks that we like to play on here at ACE Adventure. The people here are just phenomenal. Go a million miles, give you the shirt off their back, help anybody out. Of course, we got rich history from all the coal mining history in the state. And you take a ride out in those country roads right now, I promise you're going to see some great fall foliage.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds idyllic, Chris. Can you tell us a little bit about why you settled in West Virginia and your role at ACE Adventure Resort? I mean, I think I know the answer, but I'd like to hear it from you.
Well, the rivers brought me down here. We have some of the best commercially rafted whitewater in the United States, if not really the world.
Mm-hmm.
I was always kind of a whitewater junkie growing up. I was a kayaker in high school. So the lore of the rivers and the whitewater brought me down here, and I've been here for 8 years now. I started out as a raft guide. I moved into managing our kayak instructional school, and mm-hmm. now I manage all of our special events, so everything from concerts to trail runs to scary haunted houses like we got going on this weekend.
Right.
And that leads right into my next question, because it is October, time for fall foliage and Halloween. So what seasonal things are going on out at the resort this time of the year?
So we are getting geared up for the Nightmare in the Gorge. This is our second
Ooh.
Year putting on Nightmare in the Gorge. And the kind of highlight of it is our haunted trail, haunted house. It's over a half mile long, half mile of terror, we've been saying. And you're going to go. Yep, you're going to go through various buildings on our resort, and it's kind of the end of the season, so everything's, you know, we got it looking abandoned and a little bit run down this time of year, and we got a lot of scary characters going to come out and jump out and scare people as they make their way through that haunted trail.
Oh, my gosh. Is there an age limit for this particular adventure that you guys are setting up?
Yeah, we do recommend that, you know, probably about age 13. Of course, parents know, you know, how easily their kids are going to get scared. And it is
right.
certainly an attraction that is aimed to scare the bejesus out of you, for sure.
But even
if you want to come out and you don't want to get scared, there's a lot of other stuff going on, too, as part of that Nightmare in the Gorge the next two weekends. There's a no-scare hayride. So we take you on a 4.5-mile hayride around the mountain here. And it's a good way to kind of get out and see some of the fall foliage, just enjoy the smells of fall. And we have a 5K zombie run this weekend, so you can get out there and run from zombies. You'll probably post a pretty good time, you know, 5K time with zombies, basically.
I bet the participants that their times are, like, really quick. Zombies!
Yeah, and it's kind of a really interesting premise for a 5K because all the runners have flag football belts on. So they got three flags,
gosh.
And the zombies are trying to steal those flags. And if all your flags get taken, then you become a zombie and you don't get to finish the race.
That is an awesome idea. And it's the best time of year to do that too. That is amazing. So
yep.
with your role, what other events, I'm afraid to ask, I mean, what other events do you have throughout the year?
Well, Nightmare on the Gorge is certainly my scariest one. The biggest
okay.
event that really takes a lot of my time, I pretty much work on it year round, is our Mountain Music Festival. Yep, the first weekend of June, and we're getting ready to go into our fourth year with that. It's a mix of all different kinds of music, everything from Americana, bluegrass, rock, a little electronica music, some jam bands in there, and we throw a 3-day festival. live artists come out and paint. We have a ton of vendors come out here, lots of live music. And the really cool thing is, you know, we're Ace Adventure, so we get the bands into doing our adventures. And you can go out there on a whitewater rafting trip or a zip lining trip with some of your favorite bands and then get to see them up on the big stage at the top of the mountain that night.
Oh, my God, that sounds amazing. So you said it's 3 days. So can people stay overnight at Ace? Like, what facilities do you have?
Yep, people certainly do stay overnight here. We have everything from primitive camping. We got rustic bunk houses all the way up to nice cabins that got kitchens and hot tubs to three to five bedroom vacation home with all the luxuries that you could ever imagine. We probably have over 60 cabins on our property. We're a pretty big resort here. We're like 1,500 acres, so it's easy for us to spread out. So we certainly encourage people to come out here and stay more than one day, stay a week, and do all the activities that we have to offer here.
So it's like families, kids of all ages, couples, everything?
Yeah,
like
we get everybody from families on summer vacation to college groups. We have some colleges come out here and do their freshman orientations with us. We have bachelor parties come out for a weekend on the river. We have church groups come out to, you know, do mission trips in the area and do a day of rafting. So really there's something for everybody here, and we see all walks of life down here at Ace.
That sounds fantastic. And because of the location and where you are, what are your policies on smoking, of course, and then pets? Are pets allowed to come?
Yeah, we certainly are pet friendly. We have designated cabins that are pet friendly. Of course, we welcome pets up in the campground too. And then as far as smoking, we do have designated smoking areas. You know, we certainly respect the non-smokers. So, you know, we're not out there puffing down cigarettes on our rafts, on our whitewater trips. But if you're kicking around the resort here and hanging out at the restaurant or at the bar or something like that, there's definitely going to be a designated smoking area for you.
Awesome. Sorry, Dan, you go next.
Chris.
Sorry.
Okay, Chris, how big is Ace Adventure Resort, and what is your capacity when you're full?
We're huge. We're over 1,500 acres. We're right on the rim of the New River Gorge. So we got beautiful overlooks and views into the river there. We got over 35 miles of hiking trails. And really, our capacity is pretty endless. I mean, on a busy day, we have over 1,000 people going down the river. On that same day, we could accommodate another 1,500 people at our water park. And there could be over 1,000 people here doing a trail run or here for a concert. Being 1,500 acres, we always say our camping's endless. We've never maxed out at camping. When we get full, we just find another field to set up some tents in and build some more bathrooms. Like I said, we got about 60 cabins on property, so our cabins do book up pretty quickly. A lot of people will call months in advance, 6 months, a year in advance, and book their cabin and then book their activities a little bit closer to the time their vacation is going to be.
Okay. And Chris, do people have to bring their own food, or are there meal options at Ace as well? Or?
Yeah, we do have a number of great meal options. Of course, a lot of our cabins do have kitchens, and we got grills outside that people like to cook out on. But we got our Lost Paddle Lounge, which is our bar restaurant. We got a huge bar in there. We just remodeled it this past winter. So we got Woody's Smokehouse, which is our smoker and our pizza oven. So we do some pretty good pizzas cooked on a wood-fired pizza oven. And we also have a big dinner buffet where on the weekends we do a big pig roast, brisket, ribs, barbecue chicken, big salad bar, all the veggies. So we can certainly keep you fed while you're here for the week.
Yep, something for everyone. No, that's amazing. So you mentioned so many of the fun activities that are, you know, going on right now, but what is like the single most popular activity at Ace in the spring and summer?
Yeah, so whitewater rafting is certainly our bread and butter. We've been taking people whitewater rafting on the New and Gali rivers for over 35 years now. And we take tens of thousands of people rafting every year.
Goodness.
I love that because I've been there. I've been on both the New and the Gali. And I also participated in Whitewater Wednesday in West Virginia. Do you still have that event?
No, we don't have Whitewater Wednesday. We do a free shuttle, though, for private boaters and kayakers on Wednesday nights through our gear shop, Ace Adventure Gear in Fayetteville. And they pick folks up down at the takeout for the New River underneath the big New River Gorge Bridge, and they shuttle them up to the put-in and then allow those folks to paddle back to their cars. And it's a free shuttle for folks and just kind of get people on the river. So that's kind of our new version of Whitewater Wednesday in West Virginia.
And you got to tell people that you don't have to be a skilled rafter to do it, do you?
Oh, no. It's like I said, it's the best whitewater in the world. And we got something for everybody. It's mild to wild. So, you know, it starts out on the Upper New, which is an easy float trip, really small rapids. And we take kids up there as young as six on the Upper New. And then the Lower New River, that's kind of our most popular river in the summertime. It's great for beginners. Class 4 and 5 rapids, big roller coaster waves, beautiful scenery. You take out underneath that big arch bridge, the New River Gorge Bridge. And then we have the other river that we run, the Gali River. And the Gali River is pretty well known for its fall dam release season. We get 22 days in the fall of world-class whitewater. There's over 100 rapids on that river between the two sections. And I'll take you over a 14-foot waterfall. So we can get as advanced as you guys want, Dan and Helen.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So, Chris, we hear that nearly $1 million was recently spent to upgrade the resort Springfed 5-acre Lake Water Park. Can you tell us about that?
Yep. So we've been getting a huge risk to our water park over the last couple of years. Folks have been coming out, and basically we have this 5-acre lake, and about 10 years ago, we started putting big inflatable toys out there. So trampolines, inflatable slides, rope swings. We got this thing called the iceberg that, you know, it's about 20 feet tall, and you climb up on top of it and jump off of it. So this year, what we did, or this past winter, we added 2 300-foot-long water slides that come off the mountain, you know, big commercial, heavy-duty water slides. And then all the inflatable toys, about 50 of them, we upgraded. We got brand new toys. We got this thing called the blob bag, which everybody loves. It's a big inflatable airbag. And one person gets out and sits on the end of it. And another person stands up on this tower about 10 feet in the air. And they jump down on the airbag, and that air dispersion shoots the other person, you know, 10, 15 feet in the air.
Oh,
they spin around.
Gosh.
They do some tricks. And we actually have a blob competition every year on 4th of July weekend. People come out and try to get the best blob, and we got judges, and they judge them, and the winners walk away with cash money as their prize.
Oh, my gosh. And the
No, I was just going to say, also with that upgrade we did to the water park, we did a ton of landscaping down there. We improved our bar restaurant. We built this huge deck pavilion that overlooks the lake, so you can sit out there and have a pizza or have some lunch or a drink and watch your kids play on the water park. And, of course, we're going to keep that theme going with building onto that water park. We got some new slides coming this winter and some new surprises that you guys will have to stay tuned for, because it's going to be really exciting. There's going to be some people flying high next year, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Well, tell us about the zip line course.
Yep, so we got one of the best zip line courses in West Virginia. It's got 9 different zip lines and 2 sky bridges. So if you don't know what a sky bridge is, I always reference the Indiana Jones Temple of Doom movie, you know, at the end they're on that little rope bridge hanging over the crocodile. They're kind of like that. And
without
our
the
course
crocodiles.
Is, well, I never know. It is getting scary this weekend out there.
Yeah.
But our course is situated right on the rim of the New River Gorge. So not only are you 1,000 feet above the river and just have views that go on for miles, but it's a ground-based course. So you're standing atop cliffs, and you kind of jump off of a cliff. The cable zips you over to the next cliff, and you get on the next zip line, you zip over to the next cliff. So it's a lot of fun. And that's actually one of our activities that we're open year-round for zip lining. So, you know, the rafting tends to slow down or shut down this time of year as we go into the colder months of winter. But winter is actually one of my favorite times to go zip lining. The leaves fall off the trees, and the views open up a lot. You get a little bit of snow out there, and it's just beautiful. You know, that snow sticks to the branches, and it's something like you've never seen before.
And speaking of extreme sports, what is Bridge Day, and how is Ace involved?
You guys know about Bridge Day, huh? Bridge Day actually just happened this past weekend. It's always the third Saturday in October, And it celebrates the New River Gorge Bridge. If you don't know what the New River Gorge Bridge is, it's on the back of the West Virginia State Quarter. It's the third tallest bridge in the country. It's 876 feet above that New River. And they throw a big party up there every year in October, and it commemorates when they first opened that bridge in 1977. And really the highlight of it is the base jumping that goes off of it. So if you don't know what base jumping is, it's a bunch of guys and girls that strap parachutes to their back and go jump off bridges or cliffs or towers and things like that and pull their parachute and hope that it opens before they hit the bottom. So we get about, we have about 400 base jumpers come out this year for Bridge Day. They also rappel off the bridge on that day. And it's kind of the last big rafting weekend that we have here in the New River Gorge of West Virginia. So lots of people come out and they get signed up for a whitewater rafting trip. And we raft all the great rapids of the New River Gorge. And then at the end of the day, the finale is kind of hanging out in these big boulders and watching all those base jumpers jump and land right in front of you.
That's amazing. I've actually seen the bridge. And Helen, you would not believe the people jump off that bridge. You just wouldn't.
No,
you got to see it to believe it.
Well,
yeah.
And a couple of years ago, too, they actually started offering tandem base jumps. So it's about $1,000, and they only have 14 of them available, and they sell out pretty quickly. But you can strap yourself to a complete stranger, and he'll jump off a bridge with you.
Sign me up. That's awesome.
it was nice knowing you, Helen.
No, I'm a nut. Honestly, Chris, I would definitely do that. I'm crazy like that. I love it.
You need to get down here to West Virginia and let me take you down the Upper Gully. If you're an extreme adventure nut, we got some trips for you. I think you'll like them.
Awesome.
Okay. And I got to tell our listeners, thinking of buying a home in Orlando, real estate expert and broker Ann Flammond specializes in investment or secondary homes. Whether you're thinking of relocating or investing in Orlando, Ann is the person to see. Call her at 407-800-0888 or email info@orlandovacationrealty.com. And you're listening to Travel It Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Helen Hatzis. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel It Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Chris, West Virginia is 98% mountainous, which means lots of snow. Does ACE close down during the winter, or do you offer activities and packages November through March as well?
Yeah, we are the mountain state for sure. And really, our snow's hit or miss, you know. Some years we can have lots of snow and we can get a couple storms that'll dump a foot or two here and there. Last year it was really warm and actually all the ski resorts in the area were closed over winter and we were taking people rafting the week of Christmas last year. We always rent our cabins out. Actually, we got an awesome deal on our cabins for the next couple months, November through March. Our cabins are all half off, 50% off. So you can come out here and stay in a nice cabin with a hot tub for the weekend. We do the zip line trips all through the winter, like I was saying. We have a paintball field that we keep open throughout the winter. And, of course, if you want to go whitewater rafting in January, I'll take you. I'm not a little scared of some cold water.
I love it. Chris is awesome. So how do most guests get to ACE Wilderness Resort? Do they have to drive, or can they fly, or come by train? What is the nearest big city?
Yep. So most people do drive here. We have a interstate highway that'll bring you 2.5 miles from the resort. So really easy drive. We're actually about 8 hours from 60% of the population in the United States. So our nearest city is the state capital of West Virginia, which is Charleston. It's only about an hour away. But we're, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 hours from D.C., Charlotte, Columbus, Cincinnati, Louisville, Pittsburgh. So we're really right in the middle of a lot of the Mid-Atlantic and the East Coast. We're easy to get to. We have a lot of charter buses that come down here, so we're super accessible for buses. Amtrak has a station in Thurmond, which is just a couple miles away from here. So if you want to ride the train in from Cincinnati or D.C., that's certainly an option. And there's an airport in Charleston, which is only an hour away. We also have a smaller airport just down the road in Beckley, which is about 30 minutes away. And we will typically do shuttles to those airports for folks that, you know, wish to fly in, and we'll run over to the airport and pick them up and bring them here for the week.
Sounds perfect. So, Chris, our listeners like to hear more about our guests. You gave us a little bit of information earlier. So can you just kind of give us a quick version of where you were born, raised, schooled, and how you actually got into the world of travel?
Yeah, for sure. So I've always kind of been an outdoor kid as I was growing up. I was born in southern Pennsylvania on the Susquehanna River, so I was always kind of a river rat. And I picked up kayaking when I was in high school after me and a bunch of buddies went tubing for years in the river. I kind of had to step up my tubing game, and I got a kayak. Went out there and kind of fumbled around in my kayak for a little bit, and I ended up going to college up in Maine at a small liberal arts school called Unity College. And I actually got a degree. I have a bachelor's in science with an emphasis in adventure education leadership. So
wow.
It was a really fun program I got to go through up there in Maine. And while I was going to school, I became a whitewater guide. I found a rafting company up there, and being a whitewater kayaker, I kind of found out, like, you mean you can get paid to go paddle the river? Like, where do I sign up
right.
to do that at? How come they didn't tell me about this job in high school? So I became a Maine guide, and I did that for 3 years while I was going to school. And then about a week after I graduated college, I always knew there was great whitewater in West Virginia, so I packed up my bags, and I moved down here to Ace Adventure Resort and never looked back. Been here for 8 years now and loving life.
Yeah, it sounds like you've found the perfect fit for yourself, like literally.
Yep.
It's amazing. So,
yep,
Chris,
I love it. We got a great backyard here.
Yeah, you're lucky. Is there anything we haven't asked you that you'd like to add? We got a little bit of time.
I always like to say that, you know, Ace knows fun. If you want to have fun, this is the place to come. We have people come here once, and they end up making it a yearly trip. I have folks that have been down here rafting with me all 8 years, you know, and every year golly
wow.
season comes around. And I look forward to seeing those groups and seeing those people. And really it becomes kind of a extended family, you know.
Yeah.
The people
yeah.
that we work with down here, lifelong friends with them. I got friends spread out from all over the country from working here at Ace, and guests as well. So if you come here, you better be careful, because you might come here and you might never leave.
A couple minutes ago, Chris, you mentioned Amtrak and trains and all that, and I know that West Virginia has a great old-time train, the Cass Scenic Railroad, which I've ridden several times. Could you tell our listeners what that is?
Yeah, so the Cass Scenic Railroad is about 2.5 hours away from here. It's up by Snowshoe Mountain, which is one of the big ski resorts in West Virginia. And Cass was actually a company town. It was owned by a logging company. And what they did was they went out and timbered the mountains of West Virginia in that area, and they used the train to get all that lumber from the mountains down into Cass, the town, where they could process it at the lumber yard, you know, and then ship it out to the big cities. So these trains, you know, climbed thousands of feet to get to the top of the mountains. They're some pretty aggressive locomotives and steam engines, and if you're a railroad buff, there's some one-of-a-kind engines that are down there in Cass. And it, one of the really cool things about it is it's one of the, they have a shop there where they work on these steam engines, and it's one of the last places in the country where there's people that really know how to work on that equipment and keep them running. And like I said, there's some one-of-a-kind machinery there. And if you like trains, we were talking about Bridge Day earlier too, they do a scenic train ride through the New River Gorge on Bridge Day, where you can ride up the river and you can check out all the rapids. You get to see the base jumpers jumping. And it'll take you up there to the town of Thurmond, which is where the Amtrak station is. And it's actually, you can see Thurmond from one of our overlooks here on the property. And Thurmond was a railroad hub for the coal industry here in the New River Gorge. And back in the 1920s, 1930s, that town was hustling and bustling. There were 10,000 people a day that came through that town on the railroad. And nowadays, there's 11 people that live there. So its heyday has certainly come and gone. But it's preserved by the National Park Service. So a lot of the buildings are maintained and kept up by them. They have a little museum down there. They keep the old train depot looking like it would have looked back in the day. And Main Street in Thurmond was the railroad tracks. So the old banks and the hotels, you know, where you'd usually have a street going down, it's the railroad.
Wow.
Having ridden the Cass, I can tell you I've never seen steam engines that look so unusual in their construction. The boilers are off to the side. It's not, you know, not centered. And you've got to bring your camera. It's just unbelievable. And if you like trains the way I do, I mean, I like anything that runs on tracks. But if you like steam engines, and a lot of people have never even seen a steam engine, go there just for that. And then definitely go to Ace Adventure Resort for a couple of days and go whitewater rafting, which I've also done out there, and I loved it too. So, Chris, thank you so much for being our guest tonight on Travel Witch Radio. I hope you had a good time talking about it.
Hey, I had a great time talking to you guys, and thanks so much for having me on. And we look forward to seeing you guys out here on the river sometime. So come out here and play with us.
And before you go,
thanks,
Chris,
so much.
How do Travel Witch listeners learn more about Ace Adventure Resort? What's the website?
Yeah, so you can check us out online. It's aceraft.com. You can also call us anytime. We got an 800 number, 1-800-787-3982. A lot of people out there like to do the Facebook, and we're really active with our Facebook. You can find a lot of really cool videos on there. If you're thinking about coming, we put a lot of really good deals out there on Facebook too. So certainly find Ace Adventure Resort on Facebook and like us there. And YouTube and Vimeo, some other internet social media outlets, check us out there, because our guys that do our videos here are incredible. They really knock my socks off. And if you watch some of those videos, you'll be inspired to come here. I can promise you that.
That sounds great. Chris, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on. And a couple of things for our listeners before we go. Listeners, let me ask you, are you ready for some golf? Ann Flamond, the Orlando real estate expert, is offering Golf Club Villas, a new high-end luxury ultra-modern townhome development starting in the low 300s. Call her, Ann Flamond, that's A-N, last name is F-L-A-M-A-N-D, for details, 407-800-0888, or email info@OrlandoVacationRealty.com. And one more thing, it's never too late to start thinking about your holiday gift needs, such as a book autographed by the author. My latest is called When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta, 292-page hardcover with a foreword by Hall of Fame manager Bobby Cox. It's a fun read, and it's baseball history, not just limited to fans of the Braves. Contact me on Twitter, @Braves1, that's Braves numeral 1, or Facebook, and we'll get the ball rolling. And that's it for this edition of Travel Witch Radio. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, when we'll look at the airline industry with former flight attendant Sydney Marshall, author of the new book, The Last Flight. Listen live at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my partner, the beautiful and talented Helen Hatzis, back in her Toronto abode, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.